are listening to the Uncancelled Podcast, the podcast of Impact Youth at Faith Church in New Milford, Connecticut. We believe that Jesus came to set you free, and nothing can cancel the truth of God's Word. We hope that these teachings encourage you and help you grow in your faith. If you enjoy this teaching, make sure to subscribe to our channel to stay up to date with all of our content. Now, here is your host, the youth pastor of Impact Youth, Pastor Joey Santora.
What is going on, podcast people? Hope that everybody's having a great day. Welcome to the Uncancelled Podcast. I am certainly not Pastor Joey Santora. I'm Ben. But I'm glad that you've tuned into the podcast today. Sorry that we didn't do a broadcast, like a live broadcast this week. Pastor Joey is away. He is preaching in Canada, which is really, really cool. Super excited to hear about that. I know that it's going to go really great. But he is in Canada and not here. And so for me to do a live broadcast, I would kind of have to be back there and here at the same time. And it doesn't work so well. So I asked him if I could just record it and post it as a podcast. But I'm happy to be with you today. I really do love to have the opportunity to teach the Bible to you. And the Lord dropped something on me to talk about. And so I'm excited to get into it today. But man, let me encourage you with this. This is a great podcast for you. Pastor Joey and really our church, Impact, Pastor Frank, Faith Church, I'm so grateful that we have a church that preaches the Bible and that teaches the Bible. And there's no like fluff and nonsense, but you know what you're getting when you're tuning into the Uncancelled Podcast. You know what you're getting when you come to church on a Sunday or come to youth on a Wednesday. You're getting the Bible, and that's something that's really valuable and something that I'm super grateful for. And today will be no exception. I have a bunch of scriptures written down, so buckle on up. I'm excited to get into it. This is the title of what I'm going to talk to you about today and what I want to encourage you with today. This is not meant to be any kind of like discouragement by any means. It can be maybe a little bit of a challenge, but in an encouraging way. This is the title of what I'm going to talk about today. Be a producer. Be a producer. By the way, if you don't know me, if you're watching this and you know, found us through Pastor Joey's ministry, Freedom Gen, my name's Ben. I am a leader at Impact Youth, which is the youth ministry that Pastor Joey and Brianna pastor. And man, I love Impact. I love Pastor Joey and Brianna. And I love everything that I get to do for the Lord. I feel called and am walking in a helps ministry position where I just go alongside Pastor Joey and Brianna and help the ministry that God's given them. And it is a real honor and a privilege to do so. So if you don't know who I am, now you know at least a little bit of who I am. But be a producer. That's what I want to talk about today. Be a producer. I want you to know first that God created each and every one of us to produce, to do something with our lives, to build something or to make something. God wants us to not just sit on our hands and do nothing, but God wants us to actually do what He's instructed us to do with our lives. And God created humanity as a whole to be producers. Go to Genesis chapter 1 if you have your Bible with you. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. This is a famous scripture. God's creating everything. And then He says, or the Bible says, so God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. So God made everything, and then God made humanity. And then in verse 28, it says this, and God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish in the sea, and over the birds of the heaven, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. This is often referred to as the dominion mandate. But notice what God says. Immediately after He creates humanity, He says, go and do something. He says, be fruitful and multiply, subdue the earth, fill the earth. We are a people that are created by God to be producers. We're created to do something. It is unnatural for us to just do nothing. God created us to work. God created us to do something. It goes against our God-given nature to be unproductive. It goes against our God-given nature to just sit around and sit on our hands and not really do anything. It feels bad. It's against our nature. It's unnatural for a creation of God, for just humanity, even outside of somebody who's a Christian. It's unnatural for us to just do nothing. It's unhealthy for us to just do nothing. But especially as somebody who has the Spirit of God living on the inside of them, it goes against that nature completely to just do nothing with our lives and to produce nothing. God wants producers in the kingdom of God. God wants people who are doing something for Him. It goes against our nature to be unproductive. And really, the reason is because we have the Holy Spirit. We have the Spirit of God on the inside of us who equips us to do everything that God has called us to do. The Bible says that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. We can do everything that God's called us to do because we have the Spirit of God living on the inside of us. I think that this scripture that Paul penned is a great illustration of how we should work as Christians. It's in the book of Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, verse 28 and 29, I have written down. Colossians 1, 28 through 29. I love the Bible. The Bible is so great. The Bible is so powerful, and there's always something that we can get out of it. The Bible's an encouragement, and part of what the Bible does, part of the function of the Bible, is that it like challenges us. I want you to know, even as I'm telling you all this, that this is something that recently the Lord has been working at in me to produce more, to work harder, to do more for God than I've ever done. Because I don't want to be somebody that doesn't produce. I don't want to be somebody that doesn't produce. And so I want you to know, just transparently, that this has been something that the Lord has been dealing with me about. But I want it to be an encouragement to you. Be a producer. God's looking for you to produce, and God's given you everything that you could need to produce for Him. Colossians chapter 1, verse 28. The Apostle Paul is talking about his ministry, and he says in verse 28, Him we proclaim, Christ we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom that we may present everyone mature in Christ. And so he's talking about the ministry again that God's given him. Verse 29, he says, For this I toil or work, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me. The Apostle Paul's not saying that he's like struggling and that like, oh, you know, life's just hard. That's not the kind of struggling that he's talking about. He's talking about like working hard. He says, to this end, I toil. The ministry, the task that God has given me, to this end, I toil, to present everybody mature before Christ. And he says, struggling with all God's energy that he powerfully works within me. Amen. That is a picture of how we work as Christians. We work with God's energy that He works in and through us. The Bible says in Philippians 2:13 that it is God working in us, giving us the power and the desire to do what pleases Him. That's awesome. That's powerful. We have the Spirit of God living in us, and He works that energy, that power, so that we can do what God's called us to do. But it requires work on our end. We were made to work. God created us to be producers. And it's against our nature to be unproductive. The Bible actually says in John 15 something about this. It's against our nature to be unproductive. Really, as a Christian, it's against our nature to be unproductive, because if we're being unproductive, it means that there is some disconnect in our close relationship with Jesus. In our abiding with Jesus. Because the Bible says this in John chapter 5. I like flipping through the pages of my, or John, not John 5, John 15. I like flipping through the pages of my Bible. John 15, verse 5. Jesus said this. I'll start in verse 4. He says, Abide in me and I in you. As the branch, that's us, cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, that's Jesus. Neither can you unless you abide in me. Listen to this. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. That is oddly, maybe not oddly, but it's one of my favorite scriptures and one of the ones that speaks to me the most, because we understand through that scripture that apart from Jesus, I can't do anything. Jesus didn't say like, apart from me, you can do a little bit, or apart from me, you might be able to do some things sometimes. He says, apart from me, you can do nothing. We need to be connected to Christ in order to produce fruit for the kingdom of God. And so it's against our nature to be unproductive, because it's against our nature to not be abiding in Christ. Now that we've been born again as a Christian, it is natural for us to spend time with God, or at least it should be. It certainly should be. We should want to spend time with the Savior that saved us. And when we spend time abiding in Christ or living in Christ, we can't help but be productive. Jesus said, when you abide in me, you'll produce much fruit. If you don't abide in me, apart from me, you can't do anything. But God created us to be producers. And when we abide in Christ, live in Christ, which is natural for us to do as a Christian, we naturally will produce fruit for the kingdom of God. God created us to be producers. God wants you to be a producer. Let me tell you this, and I can tell you this certainly from personal experience, unfortunately, but I'll also show you in the Bible. You'll feel like garbage if you're not doing what God's instructed you to do. Much of what I'm talking about today, being a producer for God, really is being obedient to the instruction that God's given you. If God's instructed you to do something and told you to do something, do it. Do it, do it, do it. Do it quickly, do it well, do it with all your might. But it'll feel like garbage. You'll feel like garbage if you don't do, and if you don't fulfill the instruction that God's given you to fulfill. The Apostle Paul said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. He says, "For if I preach the gospel, that gives me no ground for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me." Listen to what he says. He says, "Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel." The Apostle Paul is talking about the charge and the task that God had given him for his life to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he said, if I don't do it, it's going to be trouble for me. Woe to me if I don't preach the gospel. If you don't do the thing that God's called you to do, life will be like difficult and not enjoyable and not fun. And that's not the life that God wants us to live. But you'll feel like garbage if you're not obedient to the thing that God's given you to do for your life as a whole, but also within that, the little instructions that God gives you along the way. If you don't do it, you're not going to feel good. It's going to go against your spirit to be disobedient. It's not going to feel good on the inside of you. Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 20, 8 through 9, he said this. I'm reading out of the NLT for this one. "When I speak, the words burst out. Violence and destruction, I shout. So these messages from the Lord have made me a household joke." So Jeremiah was prophesying to the people, and he was prophesying things that they really didn't want to hear, and they weren't happy to hear about it. And they ridiculed him and made fun of him and made it hard for him. But he says this, "But if I say, I'll never mention the Lord or speak in his name, his word burns in my heart like a fire. It's like a fire in my bones. I'm worn out trying to hold it in. I can't do it." Another translation says, "His word is like a fire shut up in my bones. I'm weary trying to hold it in." That's what it's like if you're disobedient to what God's instructed you to do. Jeremiah was saying, if I don't do the thing that God has given me to do, it feels terrible on the inside of me. It's like something burning up on the inside of me that I have to just let out. And that's what it'll feel like if you don't do the thing that God's instructed you to do. If you don't produce in the way that God's given you instruction to produce, it'll feel bad. Ugh. It'll just not feel good. But on the other end, it'll feel great when you do the thing that God's instructed you to do. When I do the thing that God's instructed me to do, it feels amazing. It feels like there's nothing better than, and there's nothing more fulfilling in my life than doing the thing that God's asked me to do, than obeying the instruction for my life that God's given me to do, but also along the way, the instructions that God gives me to do. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like being obedient to God. Because the Bible says this in Romans chapter 6, verse 17. Going the wrong way. Romans 6, 17. I like reading the Bible. "But thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you are committed. And having been set free from sin, you've become slaves of righteousness. Disobedience as a Christian feels horrible. It feels terrible to disobey God. And certainly when we think of disobedience, when we think of sin, we think of, you know, things that are sin, things like, I don't know, cursing or, you know, drinking, like getting drunk or partying or, you know, sleeping around or things like that. And certainly that is disobedience because the Bible says not to do it. But just as much as those are disobedience, also, if God instructs you to do something and you don't do it, that's disobedience. And it feels terrible. It feels horrible because as a Christian that has the Spirit of God living on the inside of you, you're a slave to righteous living. Your default as a Christian is I want to please God. I want to do what's pleasing to God. I want to be obedient to God. And so if you do something that's disobedient to that nature and disobedient to righteousness, it feels terrible. And that's ultimately a good thing. It's a good thing. It's called the conviction of the Holy Spirit. If we don't feel good when we do something that's, you know, not in obedience to God or to his word, it feels bad. And it's good that it feels bad. The Bible talks in Hebrews chapter 12 about God being a good father who corrects when there's correction needed. If there was something that I was doing that was wrong and that ultimately like is sin, and would send me to hell, and God just didn't, you know, tell me about it or, you know, tell me about it through his word or convict me by the Holy Spirit, God wouldn't be being a good father. But God corrects us when we need correction. God corrects us when there's disobedience. And one of the ways, primarily his word, but also by the conviction of the Holy Spirit, that if we do something that's outside of obedience to God, it just feels like garbage. And again, I can tell you, unfortunately, that like this is something that I've experienced, that like God's given me instruction to do something, to produce something, to make something, and I've pushed it off, not done it right away, and it just feels terrible. It feels terrible, feels horrible. And if you've ever experienced that, let me encourage you to not just sit in, you know, the place of like feeling like garbage, but to get up and like do the thing that God's instructed you to do. Do the thing that God's instructed you to do. Produce the thing, make the thing that God's instructed you to make. Talk to the person that God's instructed you to talk to. Do the thing that God's told you to do. Because if you don't, it'll feel like garbage. It'll feel like garbage. The Bible says this in James chapter 4, verse 17. I love the Bible. James 4:17 says, so whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. It doesn't feel good as a Christian to sin. It doesn't feel good as a Christian to be disobedient to God. And when you don't do the thing that you know you should do, you know that God's instructed you to do, it feels terrible. It just feels horrible. It's so much better to just be obedient to God, to be obedient quickly, to do the thing that God's instructed you to do. So much better. So much better. And so what I want to tell you next, be a producer who produces quickly. Be obedient to God and to his instruction quickly. Don't delay in doing the thing that God's instructed you to do. Don't be like Jonah, who God gave him an instruction and he disobeyed and went in the complete opposite direction. Now, eventually, Jonah ended up being obedient to the instruction that God had given him, but he went through a whole lot of trouble. He went through a storm, went through a shipwreck, got swallowed by a big fish for 3 days, and was in turmoil because he wasn't immediately obedient to the thing that God instructed him to do. If he was just obedient at first, he would have avoided all the trouble and would have avoided all the inner turmoil behind not being obedient right away. It's so much better to be obedient right away. Do the thing that God's told you to do quickly. Don't wait to do it. Don't wait to do it. Listen to this. This is crazy. As I was preparing, the Lord reminded me of this, and it was like, wow. Matthew chapter 13, verse 27. Even when Jesus was about to be betrayed, he told Judas to do it quickly. Matthew 23, or not 23. 13? No, there's no way it's 13. Maybe it's 27:13. Sorry. I think I typed it wrong. Because there's no way it's 13. It's got to be 27. Sorry. Let me find it. John, not Matthew. At the Last Supper, they were, Jesus was, you know, doing the Last Supper. And then Judas took the bread, and then Jesus said, or the Bible says in John 13:27, then after he, Judas, had taken the morsel, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Isn't that amazing? Even as Jesus was in the midst of being betrayed by his disciple, he said to Judas, "Judas, I know what you're going to do. Don't delay. Do it quickly." God values quick action. And certainly what Judas was doing was not good, but it shows the principle that God values quick action. God values when he gives us an instruction that we do it quickly. And the reason is because then God knows that he can trust us with greater and greater responsibility and instruction. God wants to do so much in the earth. God is looking to do so much in the earth. God is looking to produce so much in the earth. God wants every single person to be saved. God wants every single person to walk in health. God wants every single person to be set free in their mind. God wants great things to take place in this earth. But the way that God has set it up is that he does it through people. He does it through people. And so he's looking for those who are going to do what he's instructed them to do quickly, who are going to carry out the responsibility and the task that he's instructed them to do quickly and not delay in doing it. Be somebody that produces quickly. When God tells you to do something, don't wait. Don't give up, you know, don't give, you know, time for you to just like put it off and put it off and put it off. Do it quickly. The Bible says this in Psalm 119 verse 60. I love Psalm 119. It talks all about the word of God, the commandments of God, the instruction of God. It's great. It's the longest chapter in the Bible. Psalm 119, verse 60. The psalmist writes, "I hasten," or hurry up, "and do not delay to keep your commandments." That's how I want to be. That's really how I want to be. That's my personal prayer to God, is that God, when you tell me to do something, I do it quickly. I hurry up to do it. I push everything else aside to do the thing that you've instructed me to do. I hasten. I do it quickly. I don't delay in being obedient to your instruction. I do it quickly. That's my heart. That's what I want to be. That's what I want to do. And I pray that that would be your prayer as well, that you do the thing that God's instructed you to do quickly. Don't delay in it. Don't push it off. The disciples, when Jesus called them, the Bible says that Peter, the other disciples, they dropped their nets, they dropped everything, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus said, "Hey, come follow me, I'll make you fishers of men," they dropped everything and they went after Jesus. That's how I want to be when God gives me an instruction. I want to be somebody that God can trust with instruction. That's somebody that God can trust with instruction. I wonder if you could hear that. I want to give a shout out to some of our amazing MPAC students who didn't wait to do what God had instructed them to do. Some of the students that go to Bethel High School here in Connecticut and that attend our youth group MPAC, they're amazing. They're doing an amazing job, and they started school yesterday. Vic, Brady, Will, Amanda, Becca, Felipe. I'm sorry if I'm leaving anybody out, but I don't think that I am. They had their first day of school yesterday, and they had an opportunity to talk to the person they needed to talk to about starting a Bible club in their school, and they jumped on it. They did it right away. They did it on the first day of school, and they got that club started so that they can begin to do everything that God's instructed them to do and win their high school for Jesus Christ. And when I was talking to them about it last night at youth, they were so excited. So excited to get started. So excited to begin to do that Bible club and to see people at their school saved. It's so amazing. They're doing such an amazing job. Somebody like Pastor Joey with the ministry that God instructed him to start, Freedom Generation Ministries. God gave him the instruction. Immediately he hopped on it. Got everything done as soon as it could possibly have been done. He didn't wait. He didn't say, oh, you know, like, I'm going to pray about it some more. You know, I'm going to just see, you know, like, you know, what's the best way and like, you know, all that kind of stuff. He didn't wait. He didn't delay. He did it right away. God gave him the instruction. He moved on it. And as he moved, obviously, like, we move with wisdom and we do things like the right way and we do things with excellence. But he didn't wait. He didn't wait. Oftentimes, Christians can be disobedient and mask it behind keeping things in prayer. God gives you an instruction to do something, and you know, we say like, oh, you know, I got to pray about that some more. I got to see, you know, if that was really God or like, you know, whatever. But if God gives you an instruction, it's not, you know, and it's obviously if God's really giving you an instruction and it's not out of line with the scripture, run with it. Do it. If God gives you an instruction to start a Bible club at your school, what are you waiting for? Do it. Don't make excuses for yourself that I'm not the best speaker or that I can't, you know, do things the right way or whatever. God will help you. Again, God created us to be producers. God created us to do great things for him. And he gave us his spirit to be able to do everything that he's instructed us to do. So if God's given you an instruction, be encouraged that God has also given you everything that you need to get that instruction done and to do it with excellence. Don't wait. Don't make excuses for yourself. Moses did that in the Bible. When God told him to go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh to let his people go out of bondage and slavery in Egypt, Moses began to make excuses before God. You know, God, I'm not the best speaker. You know, God, this, you know, God, that. I don't know if I really can, all that kind of stuff. And God was frustrated with him. God was frustrated with Moses for making all these excuses. Don't be like that. When God instructs you to do something, be encouraged that with that instruction, he also gives you the power to carry it out and to carry it out well and to do a great job. God will help you. If God's instructed you to start a Bible club at your school, if God's instructed you to write a song or write a book or start a business or whatever, step out and do it. Step out in faith and do it. And know that God will help you along the way. And that's what he did for Abraham, or for Abram at the time that God called him. He said, get up, leave the land of your father and mother, go to the land that I'm going to show you. And the next thing that we see is that Abram just got up the next day and went. He did the thing that God instructed him to do. He didn't wait. Don't be somebody who waits to carry out an instruction from God. If I'm being completely transparent for you or with you, there was something that God instructed me to do, and I didn't carry it out with the intensity and with the quickness that I should have. And it felt terrible. It felt terrible for the longest time. And I would go to the Lord in prayer and just be like, God, something feels off. Like, what is it? And finally, like, you know, my you know, thick skull got broken through, and I understood that, like, I've been in disobedience, had to ask the Lord, God, please forgive me, and committed to do and work at the thing that God instructed me to do. Not delay, not make excuses, whatever. Do the thing that God's instructed you to do quickly. Know that God's given you the grace and the tools and everything that you need by his spirit that lives only inside of you to get that thing done and to do it very well. Don't make excuses for yourself. Know that God is very pleased with production. Again, God wants to get stuff done on the earth. God wants to get stuff done on the earth, and he's looking for people who will work with him. Pastor Joey said this. I know that other great people of God have said this as well, but God moves with movers. He doesn't sit with sitters. God wants to move. God wants to produce. God wants to do stuff. And he's waiting, he's looking. The Bible says in I think it's 2 Chronicles 16:9, that the eyes of the Lord search upon the whole earth, looking for those whose hearts are fully committed to God so that he may strengthen them. God's looking for people who are looking to produce for him. God is very pleased with production. The Bible says in John chapter 15, a few verses down from where I read before. John 15. Verse 8. Jesus says, again, he's talking about abiding in him and producing fruit. He says, by this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. Again, if we have a genuine relationship with Jesus and we're spending time abiding, living in Christ, there will be fruit that naturally flows, production that naturally flows from our lives. And the Bible says that God's glorified when that happens. God is glorified when there's fruit that's produced. The Bible says this in Matthew chapter 21, verse 28. Jesus is given a story, a parable. And he says, what do you think? A man had two sons, and he went to the first and said, son, go and work in the vineyard today. And he answered, I will not. But afterward, he changed his mind and went. And he said to the other son, and he went to the other son and said the same. And that son answered, I go, sir, but did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? They said, the first. Jesus said to them, truly I say to you, the tax collectors and prostitutes go into the kingdom of God before you. So Jesus is telling this parable, and he says, one son, he went to the son, he gave him an instruction. The son said, no, I'm not going to do it, but eventually he did it. And the other son, God gave him an instruction, and he said, yeah, I'll take care of it, I'll do it, but then he never actually did it. And he said, which one did the will of God? And they said, the first one. The first one that said, no, I'm not going to do it, but eventually did it. God is pleased with production. God wants things to get done on the earth. God wants to do so much on the earth, and he's looking for people who are willing to work to get it done. Being willing to work hard. Don't be somebody who's just, you know, looking to skate by doing the least amount of work and whatever. God can't use that. God can't use somebody that's just trying to, you know, kind of like sneak under the radar at work and like, you know, I'm not really trying to like, you know, give my full effort, I don't really care that much. God can't use somebody like that. God's looking for people who are willing to work hard, who are willing to give full effort in the instruction and the thing that God's asked them to produce. God's looking for producers. Be a producer. Be a producer. Be like this. Mark chapter 4, verse 20. I'm almost done. But Mark chapter 4, verse 20. Jesus just gave the parable of the soils. And he says in verse 20, after he talks about the different kinds of soils, which are really people's hearts that receive the word of God, he says this, but those that were sown on the good soil are the ones that hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. I've told God, I want to be a 100-fold producer. The gospel message has fallen on my heart, and I've received it, given my life to Christ. But Lord, now that I'm saved, I don't want to be somebody that just does a little bit for you. I want to be somebody that does the maximum amount that I can do for you. I want to produce for the kingdom of God. I want to bear fruit for the kingdom of God. I'm not satisfied to just be somebody that says they're a Christian, reads their Bible, prays, works in a church, all that kind of stuff, but doesn't do anything for God. I won't do it. And I pray that disgust for a lack of production would get in you. That it would like bother you to not be doing something. And certainly, I'm not saying that it's wrong to rest. I'm not saying that it's wrong to, you know, that if you're not doing something 24/7 and you never take one, you know, second of break, that like you're doing something wrong. That's not what I'm saying. God modeled rest for us in that he made everything in 6 days, and then on the seventh day he rested. Not because he was tired, but because he was modeling rest for us. But notice that he worked for those 6 days, and he created, he produced for those 6 days. Our God is a producer. And that scripture that I read at the very beginning, that we're created in the image and likeness of God, that we're made to be producers. it's good to rest. We need to rest. Absolutely. It's good to take vacation once in a while and to like recharge and all that kind of stuff. That's good. I'm not saying anything that like, you know, if you ever take a vacation or ever take a day off, then you're like in sin. Absolutely not. We need to rest, but we shouldn't be resting more than we're producing. We shouldn't be resting more than we're working. It's important to work for God. The Bible says, I think it's John 9:4. We must quickly carry out the tasks assigned to us by the one who sent us. The night is coming and then no one can work. Jesus could come back at any time. I don't want to leave, you know, one task that he's given me on the table. That would feel like garbage. I'm just thinking about it. You know, if God gave me an instruction and he wanted it done quickly to produce something so that people could be saved, so that people can be touched, all that kind of stuff, and I waited and put it off, and then Jesus came back and I got to heaven and he's like, why'd you wait on that thing? I wanted to do something with that. That would feel like garbage. I don't want to get before God one day and have any task, any instruction left on the table that I didn't produce with. I pray that that would be your heart as well, that you want to be somebody that produces for God. Be a producer. Know that God has given you a purpose for your life. Generally, like on a wide scale, God has something that he wants you to do with your life. A great thing, something really important, something that's specific to you. And know that in that greater purpose for your life, there will be little, like smaller instructions along the way that God wants you to take care of. God gives you an instruction to go and talk to somebody at your school. Take care of it. Do it. God gives you an instruction to write something or make something or start something. Do it. Take care of it. Do it with excellence. Do it with everything that you got unto the Lord. That's what the Bible tells us to do. To do everything unto the Lord. Know that ultimately, like that's what we're doing as a Christian. Anything that God instructs you to do, anything that God tasks you to do, you're doing it for God. Everything that I get to do at Impact Youth and at Faith Church, I understand that yes, I'm doing it, you know, for the church and I'm doing it for the youth group. I'm doing it for students. I'm doing it, you know, for Pastor Joey, Pastor Frank. And that's a blessing. I love getting to work for great people. Like Pastor Joey, Pastor Frank are great people. They're producers. But ultimately, above all that, I know that I'm working for God. I know that I'm working for God. And that's more important than working for any person. I want to work for God. I want to be a producer, somebody that does something for God. And I want to do it quickly. Amen. I really hope that this was an encouragement to you. I really hope that this was a blessing to you. God's given you grace and everything that you need to be a producer, to do great things for the kingdom of God. Know that there is greatness on the inside of you, and God wants to pull it out of you to do great things for the kingdom of God. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you that you'd be a producer, that God would use you to do great things for him, and that he'd bless you. Let's pray. Father, I pray for every single person that's listening to this podcast right now. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would help them and give them a grace and power by the Holy Spirit to produce for you. Lord, I pray that there would be a disdain on the inside and a disgust on the inside of every person listening for laziness and unproductivity. I pray in the name of Jesus that each person listening to this would be found working hard for you and producing great things for your kingdom. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you that it is like a hammer. Thank you that it's like a mirror. We love your word, God, and we love you. I pray that you'd help your people produce for you. Every instruction that you've given every person listening to this, God, I pray that you would give them the grace and the vision to carry it out and to carry it out well. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Do the thing that God's told you to do. If you're watching this and there's something that God is like bringing back up in your spirit that he told you to do, do it. Do it. Don't get caught in like condemnation that like, you know, you might not have done it right away or whatever. Do it. Take care of it. Get it done. Do it with excellence. God will be pleased with it. Amen. If you want to give today, this is an Impact Youth and a Freedom Generation podcast. And let me tell you, again, Pastor Joey, who's the youth pastor of Impact Youth and the founder, I guess, yeah, of Freedom Generation Ministries, he's a producer. Freedom Gen is a ministry that God instructed him to start that literally the only purpose for Freedom Gen is to get money and resources into students and youth pastors' hands across America, wherever, to do events at their school, to do events in their town, to win people for Jesus, to do evangelistic events where they're at, to win people for Jesus. If you want to do an event at your school and you're a student watching this, know that first of all, it's lawful for you to do that. You can start a Bible club at your school and then do an event right in your high school. And Freedom Generation Ministries is the ministry that he started to give you resources, like financial resources, to get giveaways and to get everything that you need so that you can put on that event so that people can be saved. Pastor Joey's a producer. He wants to see the kingdom of God grow. He wants to see people get saved. That's what this ministry is all about. And let me tell you, it is a great ministry to sow into. It is a great work to sow into because it's a fruitful ministry. This, you know, we've seen over 1,000 people won for Jesus at Freedom Gen events that we've done at Faith Church and through Impact Youth at Faith Church. It's a fruitful ministry. It's a great ministry to sow into. It's a great soil to sow into. But if you want to give today, I want to encourage you with this, with what the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Again, talking about being obedient to the instruction that God gives us. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Oh, I wanted to read it in the NLT. Let me pull it up real quick. The Bible says in verse 1, "Send your grain across the seas, and in time profits will flow back to you." The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, "Whatever a man sows, that will he also reap." When you sow into kingdom work, when you give financially and partner financially with what God is doing in the earth, God says, that's a person that I can trust with even more. That's somebody that I can bless. And know this, that God is faithful to his word, that whenever you sow, you'll reap. And if you sow financially, you'll reap financially. This is a great ministry to sow into. Freedom Generation Ministries is a phenomenal ministry to sow into because everything that you give directly goes into the thing that God cares about the very most. And that's people who are far from God coming into right relationship with God. If God's speaking to you today to give to Freedom Generation Ministries, be obedient. Do it. God won't instruct you to give and then, you know, make it so that you're going to be worse off on the other end of it. God will bless you. God will pour so much back to you that you won't even know what to do with it. God will bless you. And if you don't feel like giving today, then don't. This is not a pressure thing. This is not any kind of like, you know, out of necessity or whatever. God, you know, God is going to provide everything that Freedom Gen needs to support and to fund more and more evangelistic events because God wants to see people saved. But this is an awesome opportunity for you to sow into a great ministry that directly sees people won for Jesus Christ. If you want to give today, I'll pop the giving slide up on the screen, but you can go to freedomgen.org/give. You can go to freedomgen.org, click give, and you can give that way by credit or debit. All the ways to give are on the screen: Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, I think. But all the ways to give are on the screen. Probably going to freedomgen.org and clicking give is the easiest way for you to do it. But if you're giving today, God bless you. That is going to come back to you and you're going to see a harvest on that. Let me pray for you if you're giving today. Father, I thank you for every person that's giving today into your work. Lord, I thank you that their gift is directly going to see people saved all across America. I thank you, Lord, that many people, I pray that many people would be won for you as a result of the seed sown today in Jesus' name. And God, I pray that you do exactly what your word says. And as they give, that you'd give it back to them, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you as you give. I hope again that this was an encouragement to you today. And Pastor Joey will be back next week. So we'll see you then. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to the On Cancel podcast. We hope that you were encouraged by the word of God. If you would like to connect with us, check us out on Instagram by searching Impact Youth. God bless and see you next week.